audio journal of Dr. Shelley Frankenstein, entry 317. Date, October 31st, 1979. It's been 3 days since I reanimated the 7-foot-tall corpse of Hank Redmond through electrical stimulation and chemical therapy. However, despite perfectly following the notes on electricity that my 3-times-great-grandfather left and injecting the subject with my carefully crafted chemical treatment, the results have been disappointing. The subject shows no signs of higher intelligence or proper motor skills. This is almost an exact replica of my ancestor's account of the experiment. I say almost because instead of demonstrating hyper-regression, my subject has been demonstrating hyper-libido. Ugh, you know what? I'm gonna be completely candid. This whole thing has been a shit show. When I took up my grandfather's work, I thought I could apply modern science and technology to his process and realize his vision of curing death. But all I've managed to do is reanimate a 7-foot-tall, 6-crazed zombie. I mean, all he does is hump things. Anything he can get his oversized dick on, he humps. It's stupid. I don't even know what I did to make him like this. This whole thing, it's... All of my attempts to fix this problem have been met with failure. The only thing I haven't tried is relieving his sexual tension the old-fashioned way, which is a task I'm not looking forward to. I've sedated him and chained him to a bed while my assistant Inga is out on some errands. Hopefully I'll be finished before she gets back. Otherwise, I'll look a bigger fool than I already do. I really hope this works. Ugh. End of entry. All right. You're awake already? Damn. I should have doubled the dosage like I originally planned. Oh well. Those chains should be enough to restrain you. Shh. Don't worry. I'm not gonna hurt you. In fact, I'm going to give you exactly what you've been craving. I'll be honest, it's been a while since I've had to satisfy a man, but I'll give it my best shot. Now, let me see what we're working with. Oh my. You're much bigger than I remember. Jeez, I think I'm gonna need 2 hands for this job. Let me see. You like the way my hands feel around your cock, huh? I haven't really done anything and you're already moaning. I wonder how you'd react if I started stroking up and down like this. Oh, you like that a lot. I can feel your body trembling. It's actually kind of cute. I guess I shouldn't be too surprised with this, though. This is your first sexual encounter with another person. You probably didn't even know your body could feel this good. I must admit, this is a little exciting for me, too. Your cock is the biggest I've ever seen. It's so thick and long and warm. It makes me wonder how it would feel inside me. No, I must have self-control. I'm doing this for science. I'll just keep rubbing you like this until you come. What? Why are you looking at me like that? Is there something wrong? Are my hands not enough? I know they're small in comparison to your cock, but they're all I have. Actually, that's not entirely true. I could use my mouth. Maybe I could suck you off a bit. In the name of science, of course. I mean, if it'll make you come faster, I guess it wouldn't hurt to put the head in my mouth. But just the head. There's no way I'm swallowing this entire thing. All right, just relax while I... Hey! What the hell? You can't just thrust into my throat like that. You nearly made me vomit. Bad monster. Bad monster. My mind isn't gonna change just because you throw a tantrum. You're just gonna tire yourself out struggling against those chains. You're not supposed to be this strong. Wait, no! Stay back! Don't hurt me! Let's talk this out. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but we can come to an agreement. Just hear me out. Huh? You stopped. Oh my god, you can understand language. This is incredible. I have to remember to make a note of this later. Anyway, I think we can work something out. You see, both you and I are horny. As much as I want to keep this ordeal purely scientific, handling your fat cock arouses me quite a bit. Even looking at your erection right now is making me wet. So, there's no need for things to get violent. You want to fuck me and I want to fuck you, so let's do it! Just one rule. Only half of that goes in. I don't want your cock jabbing at my liver. Got it? I'm going to assume that grunt means yes. Okay. Let me just take off my clothes and get on the bed. Do you like how my body looks? I couldn't help but notice you've been staring at my ass while I was taking off my clothes. I guess you have a thing for curvy women. It's almost embarrassing. You're the first man in quite a while to look at me like that. Most men nowadays like their girls skinny as a pole. It's nice to find someone who appreciates this round ass and jiggly tits. Maybe if you're good, I'll make you a girlfriend with similar proportions. Would you like that? Of course you would. Anyway, since you like my ass so much, I guess it couldn't hurt to let you fuck me from behind. Here, climb on the bed with me. Okay. Let me just get into position here. Whoa! That's quite the grip you have on my hips. Let's not rush ourselves now. How about you just stick the head in and work your way in deeper. Slowly. Oh, God. You rammed it right into me. Fuck. You're so big. You're stretching me out. I can't believe how good it feels. Whatever you do, don't stop. Oh, this feels so much better than my fingers. I can tell you're enjoying this as much as I am. The feeling of my wet little pussy squeezing around your huge cock. The texture of my insides gripping your shaft. Oh, not to mention the perfect view of this ass you like so much. It's all probably overwhelming your senses. Just like you're overwhelming my senses. Jesus, I've never been filled up like this before. I'm gonna lose it. All of those silly attempts to cure your libido. I should have just done this from the start. Forget what I said. Shove your cock all the way inside me. Yes. Oh, like that. Fuck me as hard as you can. No, don't hold back. Stuff me with your cock. Oh, God. You're driving me crazy. You don't have to worry about hurting me. I can take it. Right there. Right there. Keep going. I love the way your pelvis presses into my ass. I love the feeling of your rough grip around my waist. I love everything about this. Thank you. I needed this. I needed this fucking so bad. Oh shit. I'm gonna come. And by the looks of things, you're pretty close to climaxing as well. Please, I want you to come with me. Your semen is incapable of impregnating me, so don't pull out. I want you to fill me with your hot cum. I'm close. I'm so fucking close. Yes. Yes, don't pull out until you're finished. I can't believe how much I enjoyed that. I haven't come that hard since I was a teenager. Though, it looks like I was only able to get your cock down to half erect. Oh well, at least we were able to have a bit of fun together. What? What did you say? Are you trying to speak? Come on, you can do it! Spit it out! Fuck. Good? Fuck good? Fuck good! I have to record this. Don't worry, I'll be back.
Audio journal of Dr. Shelley Frankenstein, entry 318. Date, October 31st, 1979. My attempt at clearing his mind by curing his libido manually has been met with success. Despite only being able to partially relieve his sexual tension, the subject has demonstrated the ability to speak and understand situations around him. This is the glimmer of hope I've been waiting for. This log will be a short one. I have to get back in there and try and make him climax again. Once Inga gets back, we'll have to... Maybe I'll ask her to join us. I'll let you know what happens. End of entry.